This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. military Wednesday said American forces carried out strikes in Yemen against 10 attack drones and a ground control station belonging to the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The U.S. Central Command also said a warship shot down an anti-ship missile fired by the Houthis and later downed 3 Iranian drones. The Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have launched a wave of exploding drones and missiles at commercial vessels traveling through the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden in recent weeks in response to Israel's military operations in Gaza and a show of solidarity for the Palestinians. A U.S. federal judge in the western state of California has dismissed a lawsuit accusing the administration of President Joe Biden of failing to stop the Israeli bombing of Gaza. The lawsuit wanted the judge to order the White House to do all it can to make Israel stop the bombing. The judge ruled Wednesday that he does not have jurisdiction, but conceded it's possible that Israel's war amounts to genocide. He urged the administration to examine the results of its support for the military siege. The unusual lawsuit was filed in November on behalf of Palestinian human rights organizations and people whose family members are among those killed by Israeli forces following the October 7th assault by Hamas. As President Biden travels to the Midwestern state of Michigan on Thursday to meet with auto industry workers, many of the state's Arab American residents say he's not welcome. At a rally Wednesday night in the city of Dearborn, protesters gathered and chanted pro-Palestinian slogans and carried banners reading, "Abandon Biden."
We don't want to see him. He's genocide Joe. He's a complicit in a catastrophe that's happening 1,000 miles away. People think that it's not hurting us, but it is. We're aiding it with our money. We're sending billions of dollars, all these equipments. I mean, we're bombing them, actually. We're killing the kids in Gaza.
This is VOA News. Biden's campaign speeches are routinely being disrupted by protesters. His support for Israel could cost him votes in battleground states like Michigan, where Arab Americans account for 5% of the vote, and Biden's margin of victory over former President Donald Trump in 2020 was less than 3%. A recent voter opinion survey showed Biden's support among Arab Americans had plunged to 17% from 59% in 2020. Frustrated residents in Mexico City have been protesting weeks of water shortages, with officials warning of unprecedented low levels in a main system that supplies water to millions of people. Here's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
In this Mexico City suburb, residents gather with their buckets, waiting for the water truck. It's their new norm, as the bustling metro area of 21 million people faces a water crisis. Officials say less rainfall and longer dry seasons are to blame, with unprecedented low levels in a main water system that millions rely on. Neighbors have started to fight over water in this Mexico neighborhood. Water shortages aren't unusual in many parts of Mexico, but officials say the capital's Cuitzamala water system is the most stressed it's ever been.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. New research shows the return of sea otters and their appetites is helping to rescue a section of marshland in California. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Striped shore crab were contributing to erosion in California's Elkhorn Slough.
It was really like more than Swiss cheese, it was triple Swiss cheese.
Researcher Brian Silliman at Duke University says sea otters were brought into the area and they love to eat striped shore crabs.
By eating that marsh crab and lowering its densities, they lowered the erosion effect of those crabs and thereby slowed the sloughing of the creek banks.
Silliman says it's important to maintain marshes because they're the lifeblood of many communities.
And it's very expensive to do. And the predators, by their reentering into the system, help us stabilize them, help them regrow at a relatively small cost.
Sea otters can also help kelp forest regrow by controlling the number of sea urchins that munch on kelp. I'm Ed Donahue.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.